Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yudalid, Mishnah Dalid. A choshesh b'shinav, if someone has a toothache, his teeth hurt him, lo yigamba behen es achoymetz, he can't sip vinegar and spit it out. Because that's what they used to do for toothaches. Someone rinsed his mouth with vinegar, his teeth felt better. But he can't do it on Shabbos, because it's clear that he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. Whoever explains about tenura, if he's swallowing it, then it's okay. Now in those days, they used to eat bread and dip it into vinegar. So can he do that? And meanwhile, his teeth are going to get better? Zok the Mishnah, yes. Because as long as he's doing something which was commonly done, it's not clear that he's doing it for the purpose of his toothache. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah weiter, Avol but, the same way he can swallow the vinegar, Mitavel hu kidarka, he can dip his bread into the vinegar the way he normally does. V'im nisrapein, if his teeth feel better, so nisrapein, he's cured. Again, we have no problem with him being cured. Our problem is it shouldn't look like he's engaged in refuah, which may lead people to grind up herbs. Now, I want to remind you again, Chazal asserted non-essential refuah. Sometimes a toothache gets so bad that he gets very, very sick, or there could be a danger of infection. So under those circumstances, you have to ask a Rav, and other things may be mutter. Of course, if it's a Kanas Nefashis, everything is mutter. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hachayshesh b'masnav. Oy, his sides hurt him. So you know what they used to do to ease the pain? They would smear wine and vinegar on it. Can't do it on Shabbos. Lo yasuch, he cannot anoint himself yayin v'chaymetz with wine or vinegar. What about oil? Can he smear himself with oil? Avol sachu es Hashem, and he can smear himself with oil. Because healthy people do it also, so it's not clear that he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. But not every kind of oil. V'loy shemen veret. He can't use oil that comes from roses, rose oil. That was very expensive. You don't see a bottle of rose oil on the shelf in the store. It's very expensive. So if someone's using rose oil, obviously he's doing it for the purpose of refuah. On the other hand, says the Mishnah Vayter, B'nei Malachim, children of kings, Sachin, they could smear themselves with shemen verid, with rose oil, al-makisein, on their wounds. Shekein darkam lasach b'chayil, because that's their derech, shekein. It is darkam, their way, lasach, to smear themselves, to anoint themselves b'chayil, even during the weekday. So for them, it's not clear that it's being done for the purpose of refuah. The Menei Malachim would do it just to feel good, even if they had no wound. Reb Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim hein. All of Klal Yisrael are considered b'nei Malachim. However, the Batanura tells us that the Alacha is not like Reb Shimon's. Let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. If you have a toothache, you can't rinse with vinegar and spit it out. It's clear you're doing it for the purpose of refuah. You could swallow it or dip your bread into it. If you have a refuah, all the better. How's about smearing yourself with wine or vinegar? No, people only do that when they're in pain. But you could use oil, with the exception of rose oil, which is very expensive, unless you're a prince who would just use this expensive oil stamazai. Reb Shimon says, Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim, but the Batanura says, in this case, the Alacha is not like Reb Shimon.